setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, this is the Ken Coleman Show, and you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do that, and how you get there. It's about your purpose, your why. Now, I don't know you yet, but I can tell you this. Your why is to make a contribution to this world in your personal and professional life. And we're going to look at the professional side of things. We'll take that personal mission and help you come up with a professional vision, or reveal that professional vision, or confirm it, validate it, and then equip you to get there. Simply put, you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you were needed. There's tremendous value there. But you must do it. There's a duty. Because somebody needs you to show up day in and day out and be the best version of you. You've been given a gift for the purpose of giving it away. And so we're going to help you with that process. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Kyle is going to start us off. Excuse me, I apologize. Zach is actually up first in Indianapolis, Indiana. Zach, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So I am confused. I know what my dream job is. I know what my sweet spot is. The only problem is that career, that goal is not really going to be the sustainer and make money for my family, so to speak. So I'm trying to find a career that matches that to maybe go alongside with that.
Okay. Tell me what the sweet spot is in the dream job that's not paying so well. Give me that information first.
I feel called to pastor. My wife and I feel called to pastor. I'm getting qualified for that. I'm taking steps toward that. I know pretty much what I need to do to get there. Our organization doesn't have like a set way you do that, but there are things you can do that will help you get qualified for that. I'm working a job now. I'm going through the Career Clarity Guide, and I'm trying to find a job I can do that matches up with those same talents and passions so I can make money for my family.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to like what I have to say.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say?
Well, there's really only two ways to say it, yeah.
Why don't you tell me? Let's have some fun with this. You tell me what you think I'm going to say. I'll correct you if you're wrong.
Well, you're going to say you can do a bunch of things and make some money and be unfulfilled. But if you follow your dreams and your passions, then that's where you need to go.
Yeah, but you left out the biggest part.
Okay.
You've been called to preach, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
How serious do you take that call?
It's the most serious thing in my life.
But you're not taking it serious enough, not right now. You don't have an option.
No, I don't.
I know. And yet you're calling me going, Ken, I've been called to preach. I'm doing everything that God's told me to do. And yet I need to find something else that's not preaching so I can make more money to take care of my family instead of trusting God to provide for you. It sounds like you don't believe me. Let me give you the only alternative to preaching is it's ministry. If you're called to ministry, you better figure out specifically who you are supposed to minister to and why. And if it's not preaching, it still has to be in ministry. So maybe you can work for a parachurch ministry. Fine. Maybe make a little bit more money. I don't know. But there's not a lot of money in ministry. So if you're called to serve God in ministry, if you believe that's a clear call, and it sounds like you do, and you say that it is the most serious thing, then I don't know why you're calling me for ideas that would take you out of ministry. I'm not going to give you any because I think that that's wrong. Am I missing something?
No, you hit it on the head.
Do you believe that if you do what you're called to do, you'll make enough money?
I do. It's just right now we're in baby step 3B. Just got, we're in that season of life with homes and babies and
temptations to have what everybody else has. Because for non-Dave Ramsey Show listeners, tell folks what you mean by baby step 3B.
We're our emergency fund. We're debt-free, have an emergency fund, saving up for baby
and a house,
second baby and a house. Yeah.
Yeah. But my point is that, are you trying to start a church? What's this? Or are you just on, or you want to be on staff at a church? What's the play?
Either what I really feel is I would either be starting a church or probably a smaller work somewhere where it's really needed.
Why? Why those specific options in ministry? When you could work your way up into a mega church and probably make a pretty good salary. But starting a church is straight up statement of faith. I mean, it's stepping out big time. My dad planted 2 churches. I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
Working at a smaller church is going to be a very small salary. But you feel called there. Why?
That's, I mean, I go to a fairly large church right now, but I feel like there's, that would go in somewhere where I would be needed most.
Yeah, so.
That's why I feel that.
Okay. So do either you trust God or you don't. It's not okay for you to tell other people they need to trust God and do what they're called to do, and then you don't do it. It's not okay. And you're being tempted. I'm going to tell you straight up, this is temptation. It doesn't sound, you know, because it's not lascivious and it's not of a sexual nature, it doesn't sound like temptation. It's straight up temptation. You're being tempted because you want to have, in your mind, a certain size house or type of house, and you want to have some things. And you're going, I can't have those things if I'm doing what God wants me to do. Yikes. Come on, man. You ever preached on Jonah? Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you go back and review your sermon notes, brother? I don't think this is an option for you. I think it's scary. I'd be scared to death of the temptation you're facing right now. Scared to death. And I would absolutely get around some spiritual mentors in your life and some other preachers and go, hey, here's where I'm at right now, and get some encouragement, man, and then you're going to be fine. But God's going to take care of your needs. Yes or no, Zach?
Yes.
All right. I'm glad you called, and I don't want you to think I'm beating up on you, but I take your call more serious than anybody else's call because it's in ministry, and I don't think you get any wiggle room at all to walk away from that unless you're released.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you feel the love from me, because you didn't call me I know you didn't call me to go, sure, go make more money, even though you're called to do something else. I don't care if it's ministry or medicine or education. Folks, don't call me ever and ask me to say that it's okay for you to walk away from what God has put on your heart so you can make more money. I'm never going to say that's okay. Ever. And when I do, Dave needs to fire my butt. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, it's Ken Coleman. I love my Burst Sonic toothbrush. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health and makes you more likable. The soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque and will make your teeth whiter, your smile brighter, and your impressions better. And Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. Visit burstoralcare.com and use the code Ken to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back, America. You're listening to Purposeful Talk Radio, not Political Talk Radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us as we just engage with men and women, caller after caller after caller, helping them get clear on the age-old question of what should I do with my life. There's 7 stages to living and working on purpose that get you to that point of tremendous meaning, because every one of us wants to make a difference. The 7 stages are: stage 1 is get clear. The 2nd stage is get qualified. The 3rd stage is get connected. The 4th stage is get started. The 5th stage, get promoted. 6th stage, get your dream job. 7th stage, give yourself away. What stage are you in? Let's help you identify that and then get to the next stage, or come up with what you need to do to keep advancing. 844-747-2577. For many of you, money is hindering your ability to take some forward steps. It just is. You're in debt. You're living paycheck to paycheck. And you're going, Ken, I don't even know how I can even think about making progress. And that's why at Ramsey Solutions, with the Dave Ramsey Show as our beacon of hope, I'm so excited to tell you about our Ramsey Plus offering. This is the best financial tools and teaching all in one membership, all access membership. You'll get the proven plan from Financial Peace University, Dave's 7 baby steps. You'll get our amazing budget tool, the Every Dollar app, and then you'll track your progress as you work through the baby steps with the Baby Steps app. Plus, there's so much more going in there every day. Go to DaveRamsey.com and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus. Because if you can get your financial house in order and get stable, now you can begin to make some progress in finding and getting the dream job. 844-747-2577 is the number. Back to the phones we go. Kyle is with us in Bozeman, Montana. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Hey, so I am an interior finish carpenter. I started my own business this spring in January, mm-hmm. and it's been good. It's been busy. No lack of work.
Good.
But I've got a job offer doing engineering and project management, which I went to school for, making about the same that I do now, but we wouldn't have insurance costs. I wouldn't have, I guess, the stresses of owning your own business. I'm just not sure that's the right way to go, because it is salaried. It'd be X amount of dollars a month, stable income. That's I can't make more than that in a month, because it is full-time, 50 hours a week. And when with my current job, if I go work later or put in more hours, then I'd make more.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So your question for me,
sure which to take that or to stay as self-employed, since I am only 1 year into it.
Yeah.
Do I take that stability over extra income potential?
Okay. I'm going to give you my answer. My answer is crazy clear. I knew the answer about 30 seconds in. But I want you to tell me where you were leaning before you dialed the phone just a moment ago to talk to me. I want to know which way you're leaning, because I know you're not sure and you want my opinion, and I'm happy to give it. But I want to know which way you're leaning, because I don't think you're 50-50. If you are, that's okay, and we'll move on with the 50-50 scenario. But are you 50-50? Yes or no?
No, not
which
50-50.
Way are you? Which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards taking it because of the less stressors, the less hardship on my body, because it's not out in the fields, not like in the trenches, so to say.
Interesting.
Doing that hard on the body.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Hold on. I want to know which work you enjoy more, the engineering, project managing, or getting in there, you're out on the job site, and you are doing that finishing, that working with your hands. Which of the two types of work do you enjoy most?
I love doing stuff with my hands out there in the field and working, but I have 2 little kids and more in the future.
No. See what you did there? You didn't answer my question.
Justify.
Yeah. You told me the real answer, the heart answer. This is a classic case of head and heart in a debate. Am I right?
Yeah.
Your head is saying, well, I really need those benefits for the 2 kids.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Hey, listen, man. Come on now. You can't listen.
Well, I have those benefits now as a self-employed.
I know you do. I know,
well,
but I know you do. Good on you. That's what I was getting ready to say. You already have the benefits. But that's the first thing you said. Everybody was listening, heard you say it. You went, well, I got this engineering job, and it's actually the same amount of money. And I knew as soon as you said it that you like the carpentry work more. So it's the same amount of money. But if you work 50 hours a week, you still aren't going to make more money versus if you work 50 hours for yourself, you make more money. And oh, by the way, in 1 year, you've managed to stay very busy and be able to make yourself the same amount of money that this other company is going to offer you and pay for those little kiddos. Oh, and by the way, you're doing something you really love and you're going to get better at it. And the better you get at it, the more work you're going to get. Then you're going to go hire somebody else and train them. They're going to make more money. And then you're not going to have to. And then if you are working 50 hours, it's for you and those babies and their mama. Come on, man. What'd you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I just think into the future, job stability, market, all that kind of stuff.
No. Let me tell you what happened in March and April. COVID happened. People got laid off like crazy, except everywhere I drove in Tennessee, I saw the trade still working everywhere. I got some people outside the studio right now, Kyle, and they're in the lobby watching the show, and they're from different parts of the country. Yes, is that right? All right, I can't hear them, but I'm going to do a quick poll. When you were driving around in the midst of COVID, did you see construction people still doing their thing and electricians and plumbers? Every one of them is shaking their head so hard, I'm afraid they're going to fall off their shoulders. How is that possible? And so, Kyle, you working for yourself, I'm about ready to freak you out. You working for yourself, maybe 10x. More reliable, more stable than you go working for some other company where you're just one of their workers. And if bad times hit for them or our entire economy, brother, you're a finishing carpenter now, but the fact of the matter is you could easily go join a framing crew tomorrow. You could start doing renovations. You could build that business in the next year where you start doing home renos, and you're going to start making sick money. Anytime you want to go get something, the wife goes, hey, babe, I want a new minivan. You go, okay, give me 3 months. I'm going to knock out a couple kitchen jobs. Boom. Am I right, Kyle? Tell me when I start to say something that's fantastical and not true. Have I said anything that's wrong?
No.
Kyle, say no to the engineering job.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Say no. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. If you start to get a little nervous, again, let me tell you something, brother. If you take this engineering job, you're going to call me back and go, Ken, I should have listened to you. I'm trapped. You're not trapped right now. The only thing holding you back from making more money is you. You hear me? So diversify.
Yes.
So get outside in the next 3 months. Here's my challenge for you. Take on a couple other jobs that are not finishing just so you expand your offerings and your experience. Do you understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying that?
Absolutely.
Makes you even more valuable. Okay? So if we're getting a little nervous, you know, we want to put some money away for the kiddos, go knock out another job. You put in 60 hours for you means more money for Kyle and family.
Yeah.
And here are all the other things. You don't want to be an engineer either.
Yeah.
All right.
So with sticking with that, I got one more thing.
Quick. We got about 30 seconds.
You're hearing the pressure to switch to an LLC from a sole proprietorship.
Yeah.
Which route?
I would talk to one of our tax advisors, one of the Ramsey folks and financial advisors. I think the LLC, to protect you from any kind of liability, that's the direction I would go. But you can get some good advice and get multiple pieces of advice on that. But there's no pressure on that. Just look at the pros and cons of both and make the right decision. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues, continuing to help you get unstuck. Tired of getting those Sunday scaries and the Monday morning miserables, you know, and you just feel sick. You're driving to work and you're just trying to get yourself distracted or get yourself fired up just to try to make it through to Friday. If that's you, life is way too short to live that way. And we want to help you figure out how to get clear so you wake up with the juice on Monday morning and every morning thereafter. And even when you have the tough days, even when you are really working really hard, it's satisfying. It's gratifying. You know, the old phrase, well, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. That's the biggest bunch of crap. That's just total hogwash. I'll tell you, today is a full day for me. Today's gonna be a hard day for me in the sense of just a lot, doing a lot. Spoke early this morning, 2 hours of the show. Got to work on some book stuff. I mean, it's gonna be a grind today. I got a lot of stuff. I got to really dig deep. I'll be exhausted when today's over. I'm working hard, man. I sure am loving the result of it. I'm loving the seeds that we're sowing, that we're planting. So, this idea that, well, if I'm doing what I love, it's just, you know, flowers descending from the sky and music, harpsichord music in the background or whatever your favorite music is. I just turned off half the audience with that harpsichord reference, but you get my point. The point is that there's going to be days where it's really, really hard, and that's the whole point, is that when it is hard, it's because the work itself, you're very committed to the work, you love the work, and the result of the work matters deeply to you. So what's the common denominator there? It's love. If you love the work and you love the result, you'll work really hard. That's what we need to be saying to people. It is love that keeps people engaged. It is love that allows us to do the 12-hour days. It is love that allows us to get up early to do something to give us the opportunity to do the work. It is love that makes us step out and take a risk. It's love. It's not that you have greater willpower than anybody else. It's not that you've got a bigger work ethic. No, it's love. You got to love the work. That's what keeps you at the grind. It's what allows you to stay with it long enough to get the breakthrough. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Michelle joins us there. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I was a first-generation college student, and originally thought I'd start out in education, and I had to go the non-traditional route because things in my family weren't real. I ended up having to pay rent and things like that through high school and put myself through college, basically. Mm. And when it got time to do student teaching, I couldn't just quit my job. You know, I was supporting myself. So then I thought, well, I'll switch gears, and I jumped into human development and family studies with a minor in early childhood professions. I've worked in child care and early childhood for the last, it'll be 15 years, October 15th. So I guess now I'm just feeling stuck because I went to school, and I wish I would have known Dave Ramsey 20 years ago when I went to school, and I've got a lot of debt, and I'm still doing the same thing I did before I went to school. And I feel like now I've got a bachelor's degree, but it's so broad. I don't really know where I can go and what I can do with it. And I'm stuck between, I feel like I know what my talents are and my passion is, but I don't know how to move it up a level, I guess you could say, you know, to step out into a place to advance my career. I'm kind of stuck. Okay. I work for a great business, But there's no room for advancement there. It's like it's a family-owned place, and
okay.
the administration's been there 20 years. You know what I mean?
So I do. Feel like you're stuck.
Yeah,
you're just stuck on an idea, and I'm thinking it's not the idea that you're stuck on. I think you're stuck on, is there a way to get there? Do I have enough time? Do I have
right.
enough money?
Right, and that's kind of, that. You hit the nail on the head. I'm going to be 33 next month,
that's
and I'm like,
I
have debt, I have no return, you know, and I'm working through Dave Ramsey's baby steps as well, so it's
good.
Like,
well, you're getting like there. No, listen, hold on a second. All right, hold on. Michelle, here's what I need you to do. I want you to, literally on the phone with me, I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and let it out. There we go. Now listen, you're on a great path. You're following Dave Ramsey's baby steps. So financial peace is coming your way. Way to go, Michelle. You're going to get debt free in the next few years. And you're still a young lady. I'm 46. Don't be dropping 33 on me. Come on now. Hold on. What's this all about? I'm 33. Give me a break. You're fine. Now, here's the deal. You've got debt and you've got doubt. So I want you to drop debt and doubt out of your head for just a few moments with me. And I want you to tell me, if there was no debt and there was no doubt, what you would do tomorrow, especially if I waved my Ken Coleman Show pencil in the air and I said, poof, there you go. You're doing it. You're trying it. You don't have to commit to the next 30 years. This is what you want to do. You've wanted to try it. You cannot fail. I'm putting you there. What do you do?
I would say probably teaching, because that's always been like kids and teaching are definitely.
Yeah. It's all you talked about the first minute before you went into your speed thing.
And I mean, anybody that knows, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but anybody that knows me knows that. Like, you could ask anybody.
Yeah, hey, wait a second.
What's Michelle good at?
Yeah.
It's, you know, kids, it's teaching.
Right.
And I think that speaks for itself, too.
Of course.
15 years in childcare, nobody can do that unless it's a passion or something that you enjoy.
That's it. So here's the deal.
You know, but it's
number one.
Like, how do I get there?
Okay, well, stop. You got to stop. Remember that deep breath? You got to stop. All right, first of all, you need to start tooting your own horn a little bit more. The fact that you go, I don't want to toot my own horn on this show, when I'm asking you what you do best, you said you knew your talent and passion, and your talents are in the area of probably communication, instruction, right? Some planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know how to connect with people. Am I on the path here?
Yep.
Okay, and your passion, you love instructing. The work of planning and teaching and instructing and guiding kids makes your soul come on fire, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then. So the fact of the matter is, you have a bachelor's degree. That's a big part of get qualified. You're already through stage one, which is get clear. This is all about stage two. So what qualifications are you missing that would allow you to get into the classroom and teach? Something you've already done on some level. So what qualifications, if any, are you missing? Give me the quick answer.
For Ohio, it's licensure.
Okay.
And I guess, too, I could go out, I could take I don't know the exact terminology because it's been a while since I've sat down, but there's like it's a path that's not like your normal path to education.
Okay, but listen to me, Michelle. So you do know what qualifications that you're missing that you need to get, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a checklist. Whether that's two things or one thing, that's a checklist. So now we look at that and we go, this is what I need to learn. And in your case, it's also what you need to do. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
So now we look at it and we go, how much is that going to cost me? Okay? Financially.
Right.
What's it going to cost? All right? Let's say, I'm making this up, but let's say it's $1,000. All right? If it's $5,000, whatever it is. Now that I know what it costs, and you go back and you now say, okay, this is what it's going to cost me, and this is how much time it's going to take based on my financial reality. And there's your plan. And some people say, well, Ken, I'm in Dave Ramsey's baby steps paying off my debt. Can I pursue my dream? And the answer is yes. You could still be in Dave Ramsey's baby steps and cash flow your way through. You may adjust your budget a little bit, but unless you're in a dire situation, you can come up with a way to get qualified financially, pay for that certification, do it, and then get right back in the classroom. But you've got to get the doubt out of your head by actually focusing on the facts. And I just told you what, you've got a checklist. I need to learn this, and then I need to pass this. So that's learn and do. How much is it going to cost me based on my financial reality? How long is it going to take? There's your plan. No more uncertainty. Am I right, Michelle?
You are.
Michelle, go do what it is you've always wanted to do. And don't apologize for it. Get off the phone and play a little air trumpet, shall we? A little tooting the old horn. I'm good at teaching. I love teaching. I'm supposed to teach young kids. And start saying that to yourself a little bit and fire yourself up. And then get after it. And I mean today. Sign up today. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Here we go, folks. Getting you clear so you can get qualified. Helping you get connected so you can get started. Helping you get promoted so you can get the dream job. To give yourself away. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So very excited that you have decided to give us something that's very important to you, and that's your time. And we want to return that time with a great, great investment and return on what you've decided to give us, and that is the tools, the direction, the confidence to be able to move forward. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chris, who joins us in Atlanta, Georgia. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
You bet. How can I help?
Yeah, so I was curious. I've been in IT work for about over 10 years and recently been just trying to spin up some side hustles and side jobs of different kinds just to keep busy. Not that I'm bored in my current position, maybe just a little bit, but was looking for some advice or some guidance on either spinning up my own small company or something as far as like routes to take and
yeah,
who to ask what and where.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's figure out what. Let's figure out what you would choose first. Let's say you had five ideas of side hustle ideas. Which one would be at the top of the list if you knew there was no way you could fail? It was going to work. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to spin this one off. What would you try first?
I'd do like IT services, just consulting work.
Okay, great. And have you done any of that before?
I did for about a year, it just kind of fell to the wayside. A partner of mine, it kind of parted ways.
Okay, so what really killed that whole venture was the partnership. You don't need the partner anyway. You know what to do, you know why you want to do it, and you've got all that vast experience. So there's no reason why you can't just say, all right, I'm going to do 2.0. I've learned some lessons from the last time. I'm not going to partner with anybody this time. And I'm going to get this thing up and going, and I'm going to start doing some of that work. And I'm going to have the long view in mind that I'm not going to pay myself any of that early on. I'm going to just sock it right back in the bank of Chris IT Services, Inc., right? And
right.
And then you just build that thing up, and then you never know. That could turn into eventually your own full-time gig. But I think you try the thing that you most want to do. I wouldn't overthink it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, are you wrestling with that another idea, or is it just how do I start the business now? Is that the next question?
That's the next question, because basically, I mean, is this guy that I was working with, I was referred to him by another coworker of mine at the time, and I was doing a lot of the, not necessarily the grunt work, but just the manual labor of stuff, and, you know, I was thinking about maybe spinning off on my own, but I just don't know how to get there.
Okay. You don't know how to, you don't know how to start telling people about what you can do for them?
As far as like with advertisement, not necessarily. No.
Don't worry about advertising. That's why I asked the question the way I did. I kind of trapped you. Do you know how to communicate on social media? If you went on Facebook today and said, hey, everybody, pretty excited. I've got an extensive background in IT as my day job. And you know what? I'm launching a small consultancy boutique where I'll do this, this, and this. Do you know how to say what you can do for people?
Yes, I've tried that like on LinkedIn and things like that very briefly.
Yeah, but my point is you don't put all your eggs in that basket, but do it on every platform you've got. And then make contacts. Okay. How many people do you know in the Atlanta, Georgia area? Ballpark.
Quite a quite a few.
Give me a number just for fun. I'm taking you somewhere. Let me take you there. How many people?
Sure. 20.
20 people. All right. How many people do those 20 people know? Way more than 20.
Hundreds.
Yeah. You've got to spread the word. You've got a day job. Yes or no?
Yes.
So you don't have any pressure on you. So don't get in your head that I got to have a marketing budget and I got to have all this advertising. No, you don't. You need to just start telling everybody that you can come in and do some basic help desk stuff for them, or you can set up some systems or whatever it is that you do. It's like if you had a restaurant, what would your menu look like? And that's what you need to do today. Before you go to bed tonight, I want you to create a menu of services and make it so that I can understand it, because I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. So if I can understand it, then it's good for you to start telling everybody else about it and keep telling about it and keep telling about it and keep telling about it. And guess what? You're going to get some business, and then you'll grow the business. Don't overthink it. Start doing. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about your purpose in your life and in your work. And I got some more good news. We also are going to show you that you don't need to look to anybody, including Washington, D.C., for the answers to what you were created to do and how to get there. So this is your show. I am truly a man of the people, Joe. You know what I mean? I mean, all people. You know, it don't matter, left, right. I don't care if you don't believe in God or you do. I don't care. Here's what I know.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome because everybody has got a purpose. Everybody's got a why. So welcome aboard to some very purposeful and positive talk radio. The only yelling and screaming we do here is celebrating. Or if I get on a tangent, I'm yelling for you, not at you. 844-747-2577. Real quick, I want to tell you about our Facebook community. This is one of the things that I can get a little dusty-eyed. I can get a little emotional when I think about it. Our social media team created this Facebook community. It's called the Official Ken Coleman Community on Facebook. So you can go join. And it's all men and women like you that listen to the show. And it's a special place. We guard it. We watch it. But it's people encouraging each other on this path. And I get great joy by seeing the equipping and the encouraging that's happening in this Facebook group. Somebody will come on and go, hey guys, I've got a big interview coming up next week, and you should see all the comments. People are like, well, this is what Ken says. And sometimes people just turn into miniature Ken Colemans, which that's small because I'm a small guy. But they just start giving advice. And it's such a wonderful, safe community. Again, everybody has the common bond that we're pursuing a dream. So it's the Official Ken Coleman Community on Facebook, and it's all about you all. So if you want to get around other people and be lifted when you're down, be pushed when you need to be challenged, join the Official Ken Coleman Community on Facebook. It's about you. It's by you, for you. So go check it out. All right, let's go to Kyle in York, Pennsylvania. Kyle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm great, Kyle. Hey, can you move that phone a little bit and see if we can get that muffled sound to go away?
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
No. Try it a little bit more. Get that thing directly on your mouth.
All right. Switched ears. Is this any better for you?
Oh, man. Yes. Everybody thanks you. Believe me. All right. What's your question?
Yeah. So I'm a college student, and I'm having difficulty finding peace in the major that I'm currently in. I was wondering if you had any advice for me that will help me figure out a major that best aligns with my abilities and talents and purpose.
Yeah, let's talk about your talents and your passions. What do you do best?
I think that I help people the best.
Which people?
Really?
What people?
Anyone. You know, my friends, family members, children. My current major is education. So you know, I'm preparing to work with children. But I enjoy helping anyone with really anything.
OK, Okay. Anybody with anything. All right, let's get more specific because therein lies the problem. I think you're pretty clear on the fact that you want to help people. But when we talk about a certain group, it's really important because it allows you to hone in. So when you think about people, I want you to start thinking about problems you most want to solve for people.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to mind when I say that?
Yeah.
Think about it.
First thing that comes to mind is helping people physically and with their health.
Great. Why? There's a reason why that's the first thing that popped in your mind. What from your story, what from your journey makes you intrigued, interested, moved when you see somebody make some positive changes in their life and their health?
It's always been something that I'm interested in, kind of my own personal health. I have had some experience in like a physical therapy clinic, and I think that one's health and well-being is one of the most important things and one of the most important components of their lives. And being able to help people understand more about their own health, or actually being able to change how they feel is something that's really important to me.
That's a wonderful statement, by the way. You're super clear, Kyle. Let's stay there. What would you do tomorrow if I gave you a chance to do something in that area to help people in their health? Be very specific. Don't worry about job title. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail and you just were able to try it?
I would help them move. Mobility. That's something that a lot of people may have pain or they can't function even properly the way that they want to. So being able to help people move their bodies and be pain free, that influences every other aspect of their daily lives.
Wow. That's beautiful, man. So what's your major right now?
Education. I'm a biology education major.
Yep. Okay. Very simple. That's not the right one. So that's how you started off the call, and now we know the answer. Trying to figure out the right major. It's exercise science. It's physical therapy. I'm limited here because I don't study what the majors are, but that's the space you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Not education. You can learn how to instruct people by doing it in real life. But you're passionate about getting into that physical therapy, maybe preventative physical maintenance, things of that nature. That's the space you want to be in. It's very clear. So there you go. How far into school are you?
I'm a sophomore. So, I still have a window of opportunity to change my major and still graduate on time.
Yeah. And that biology major probably is helpful. Maybe a minor in it this time. Maybe we go to a minor. I don't know. Or maybe you stay in the biology major and then you add a relevant minor. I think this is just you doing your homework and figuring out what's going to look best coming out of school as it relates to internships, job placements, things of that nature. So I think you're fine, dude. I think it's just, is it biology minor? No biology minor, no biology major, and it's totally something different, but you're sophomore. You got plenty of time to make that decision.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, listen, hang on the line. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. And you get it, whatever format you want it in, ebook, audiobook, hard copy. And this is written for somebody like you who knows what they want to do. You're just trying to figure out what's the best way to get there. This is a perfect book for you. Perfect. So I'm going to give it to you, but you got to read it and you got to do it. That's why I wrote that book. Kind of wrote it out of order in the sense of most people want to get clear. But we had so many people calling the show going, hey, I know what I want to do. I just don't know how to get there. And so that's why I wrote the book, The Proximity Principle, which says in order to do what Kyle wants to do, physical therapy or fill in the blank, he's got to be around people that are doing that and in places where that is happening. So as a sophomore in college, I'm not doing spring break. I'm going to get ahead of everybody else, and I'm going to go shadow a successful physical therapist during spring break. While everybody else is getting drunk and losing their minds, I'm getting ahead. I'm taking my summer jobs, and I'm not going to just do any summer job. I'm going to do whatever it takes in that physical therapy space or medical space, whatever. That's what you're doing, because he's putting himself in the right places. He meets the right people, and then he wants to take successful physical therapists or other exercise science professionals to lunch and to dinner and to coffee and whatever, because those are the right people. So the right people plus the right places equals opportunity, folks. If I want to go catch a train, I'm going to the train station. I don't even really need to know the schedule if I know there's a train to a city where I need to go to. What do? Go to the train station. And if I wait long enough at the train station, the train that I need is going to show up. We make this journey to the dream, up the mountain, so mythically difficult. And I'm telling you, if you get the power of the right people plus the right places, you're going to see that formula. When I'm in the right places, I meet the right people. When I'm around the right people, they help me identify and get in the right places. And opportunity knocks on your door. This idea that I'm going to kick the door down is all a bunch of motivational crap that somebody's put in a movie and it seems very romantic. It doesn't work that way. It's getting up every day, diligently putting yourself around the right people in the right places, and opportunities do tap you on the shoulder. Well, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter. You do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.